This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jumu'ah Khutbah Summary. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His help, His support in all our matters. And we send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, the topic of this Jumu'ah khutbah in Dubai is experiencing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful topic to be discussed in these blessed days of Dhul Hijjah. Subhanallah, the feeling and the experience of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is touched by those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly. Indeed, the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feel iman vibes within themselves whenever they remember Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever they contemplate on the kalam of Allah, the glorious Quran, whenever they look around the creation, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refine and revive their iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reason, my brothers and sisters, iman is such a thing, faith is such a thing that you and I can feel it and experience it big time. Subhanallah. It is indeed needed for us to contemplate on the glorious Quran, contemplate and reflect upon the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, those who reflect on the Quran, they will recognize the Creator, subhanallah. When Allah Rabbul Izzah, He talks about taqwa in the Quran, what is taqwa? Having the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling and experiencing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having a watch over you, feeling and experiencing that Allah is aware of all our affairs. My brothers and sisters, those who truly believe that Allah Rabbul Izzah is ever powerful, He's always seeing us, He's all-knowing, He's absolutely the only one who will take our account, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, that those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will come back to Allah Rabbul Izzah as successful ones. My brothers and sisters, the believers in Allah Rabbul Izzah, the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feel fearful, feel conscious of Allah in this world. And subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, about the ones who feel that this consciousness, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, the ones who feel the consciousness, they are the ones who are successful. Inna lil muttaqina mafaza. Those who are the conscious people, the believers who have this khushu, this taqwa of Allah Rabbul Izzah, they are the ones who will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. So my brothers and sisters, it is very important to remember Allah in open and in private. And what a beautiful good news that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, that the seven categories of people who will gain the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzah, when there'll be no shade except the shade of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And one of the categories of the people are those who will remember Allah Rabbul Izzah in private, and they cry out, remembering Allah Rabbul Izzah. When was the last time that you and me sat alone remembering Allah and being conscious of Him and crying for our sins and to yearn Allah's mercy? My brothers and sisters, faith is such that you and I can feel it, can experience it when we contemplate on the Quran within ourselves and in and around the creation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are true believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will love Allah truly and who will return to Allah as the successful ones. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to shower His mercy on the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to give guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.